It's here and now. You know you love me. I know you care. Just shout whenever, and I'll be there. Ah, the Biebs. But imagine if Justin Bieber were covered by experimental fusion funk pop artists. What would that sound like? Well, like this. Or this. That's the YouTube sensation Dirty Loops. Before them, the web-based duo Lewis Cole and Genevieve Artadi. Two groups on our friend Stephen Cantor's iPod or whatever it is he's using these days. And two of the groups he says are using pop sensibilities to create something not quite like anything he's heard before. And we've seen his CD collection. He's heard a lot. Stephen Cantor is a longtime music lover and DJ based in Oregon. His Cloudcast is Beats and Pieces in the Cloud. He joins us from the studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting. Stephen, welcome back.
It's so nice to be talking to you again, Robin.
Nice to talk to you. And Lewis Cole and Genevieve Artadi, tell us more.
Well, Lewis Cole, actually primarily a drummer, although he plays lots of other keyboard-like instruments on these recordings he's made with singer Genevieve Artadi. They've been collaborating for a while. They're from Los Angeles. And you hear a lot of discussion these days about the evolution of jazz. Where is it going? Mm-hmm. How does it keep from becoming museum music? How can it possibly regain its popularity it had when it was dance music in the 40s and all those sorts of things?
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, it seems to me these conversations are pretty irrelevant. It's just happening. I'm sure when Lewis Cole and Genevieve Artadi and the other artists we'll be listening to here started out to make this music, they weren't thinking about, okay, we're going to make the future of jazz. They're just taking popular music and formal aspects of popular music and putting it into this new sound. One of the principal differences is you're dealing with musicians who are actually quite accomplished. It's not people that can only play three chords.
Right.
It's not people that need to use auto-tune. And you're getting music like this. I think the track we're going to listen to is from their most recent album. It's called Think Thoughts, and the tune is called I Remember.
Yeah. I mean, you wake up when you hear this music.
That's very true. And I think that's actually one of the influences of recent contemporary music. A lot of the music I've been listening to over the last few years that I've enjoyed has involved the producers of the music using drum machines. The producers would create very elaborate drum rhythms. But now you have situations where these really great young drummers are taking things from the machines and making them much better because it's actually a human propelling the beat. Lewis Cole and Genevieve Artadi, by the way, I found a review of one of their recordings, and they said it sort of sounded like Stereo Lab and mixed with Miles Davis, mixed with Jorge Ligeti, mixed with James Chance, mixed with Skrillex, mixed with James Brown, mixed with Michael and Janet Jackson, mixed with Brian Wilson. So
that's a crowd.
I mean, they left out Mendelssohn, but pretty much everything else is in there.
Fantastic.
Anyway, another great example is a band called Mr. Barrington. This is a trio. I think they're based in New York, but the musicians sort of come from all over the place. There's a bassist who is from Philadelphia and who actually, until recently, his name's Owen Biddle, recently was the longtime bassist with The Roots. And then there's a keyboard player and a singer originally from London named Ollie Rockberger and this astonishing drummer named Zach Danziger. And they're called Mr. Barrington. One of the features of their music is they tend to use processed vocals. So it's not auto-tuning. It's basically this old sort of vocoder technology, which seems to be coming back into vogue a bit. This is from their first album. It's just called Mr. Barrington, and this tune is Mr. Barrington's Daydream.
You know, sometimes I do love to stare out the window and see where my mind takes me, and it goes all sorts of places.
Like,
So Mr. Barrington, and by the way, we'll have all of Stephen Cantor's picks at hearnow.org. But I want to hear more about Dirty Loops. We heard a little bit of them in the beginning of the segment. You know, these guys are a YouTube sensation. Tell us more.
And that brings up another sort of interesting point. In the case of all three of these artists we're listening to today, none of them record for major labels. They have their own websites, and Mr. Barrington, in fact, just released their second album, and their recordings are only available digitally. Lewis Cole and Genevieve Artadi, I think their first album is only available digitally. They've actually made CD pressings of their second record. But it's, again, it's all on their own. I found out about some of them either through links on the web somewhere or recommendations from other musicians who knew some of the musicians in the band. Or in the case of Dirty Loops, they're an actual legitimate YouTube sensation. They have, I know one of their videos has received over 1 million hits. They're a very talented trio from Stockholm, a singer who plays keyboards, a bass player, and a drummer, very accomplished instrumentalist. Jonah Nilsson, the keyboard player and singer, is a fantastic vocalist, as you'll hear. And they've done these amazing renditions of pop tunes. I mean, geez, Robin, if you had told me that we were going to lead a segment, I was going to have the chance to talk to you on your show about music, and we were going to lead with a cover of Justin Bieber, I would have thought you were nuts. So here we go again. This is a Lady Gaga cover by Dirty Loops. It's just fantastic. It's called Just Dance. Hearing here, it's just so fresh. All of them, so fresh. Yeah, and another thing is that although in a couple of cases there's some studio trickery going on, on this Lady Gaga cover, Dirty Loops, there's a little bit of overdub vocals. It's people really playing. I mean, and people really playing their butts off, but people really playing, and that energy really comes through and gives it a freshness as well. You know, as wacky as the modern day world is, and as overbearing as it can be at times, there's all kinds of fantastic things going on in the world of music. And these are just some evidence of that.
Well, you know, that's also very brave because Dirty Loops also covers Adele's Rollin' in the Deep. We're going to go out with that. But it takes some confidence to, you know, go from Lady Gaga to, you know, Justin Bieber to Adele.
And again, in every case, coming up with really brilliant original arrangements. For someone like me, it's fantastic because there's so much musical information jammed into such a little bit of space. It's like ideal pop music.
Stephen Cantor sharing some of what are you listening to now? iPod? Where do you listen to music?
It's all kinds of things. I have things on my computer. I have things on my iPod. I listen to CDs.
Anything.
You know, and the birds.
Anything. Stephen, thanks as always.
My great pleasure, Robin. Thanks for the opportunity.
Dirty Loops covering Adele. For links to all of the bands Stephen Cantor's been talking about, or to check out his Cloudcast, Beats and Pieces in the Clouds, go to hearnow.org. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.